The reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 17 to 21. If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with a wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
So we just had our reading there, and it talks about revenge. And that's sort of our topic this morning for our all-age service. I don't know, sometimes people do things to us, and we feel that we want to get even. Do you ever have that feeling? Do you ever have that feeling? I know I do. Maybe I'm the only one that has that feeling, but there we go. Or maybe you're at work or you're at school and something happens and you think to the you want to say to the teacher or to your boss, that, you know, are you going to do something about that? Are you going to put it right? We sometimes want to get our own back, don't we? Do you ever want to get your own back? Who wants to get their own back sometimes? Few of us do. Jolly good. All right, otherwise we could all go home and forget the service. We've got a picture up on the slide here. There was a TV program sort of around the, sort of the 90s, through the 90s into the early 2000s, called Get Your Own Back. Does anybody remember that? Few of us do. It's a certain generation, isn't it? All of you guys sitting down the front here aren't going to remember that. But it was a fairly simple sort of format. Basically, children wrote in, and they wrote in about people, generally adults, that were irritating them in some way or annoying them. So it could be sort of like, you know, as it's Mother's Day, you know, a mother that kept asking you to tidy your bedroom, you know, something like that, and you found that really irritating. Or it could have been maybe a sports coach who was constantly shouting at his team. Or maybe it was, actually, it was family as well, because sometimes I remember one where there was a sister that was singing in the bath loudly and out of tune, and that was really irritating her brother. But then the brother was leaving his smelly socks at the top of the landing, and that was really irritating the sister. And the idea was that the person who was being irritating came along onto this programme, and the child complained about this particular person, and they got hoisted up above this gunge tank, and most of them fell into this gunge tank, and that was a way of getting your own back. So I wonder whether, perhaps if that gunge tank was around today, whether you might want to nominate somebody who really irritates you. For example, Hannah, in the evenings, when we're putting the dishwasher on, we have to do sort of a tour around the whole house. And usually in the lounge, there's a mug and a plate that she's been using while she's been watching Neighbours, and she hasn't put it back in the kitchen. And then as we go into the study, in front of the computer, there's usually another mug there where she's been drinking some tea while she's been doing her homework. And then we go up the stairs, and at the top of the stairs, often there's one or two glasses at the top of the stairs with good intentions. She's going to bring them down, but at the moment they're at the top of the stairs. And then if you go into her bedroom, usually there's probably a glass on the side where, again, on her desk where she's been doing some work. And maybe there are a couple by her bed. Actually, maybe there are three or four by her bed because she just hasn't brought them down from the last two or three evenings, you know. So we have to do this massive hunt. Any mums or dads familiar with that sort of thing? Oh, jolly good. Excellent. So I'd like you to talk to the person next to you for 20 seconds. If you could get your own back on somebody who irritates you, what would that irritating thing be? And we'll just come around and listen to a few of them. 20 seconds to talk about with your friend. Okay, that's enough chat. Who'd like to say what really irritates them about something and they'd like to get their own back on them? Okay, I'm coming over here, right the way around here. Oh, he's got a Manchester United top on.
My brother.
Why do you want to get your own back on your brother?
Because he's annoying.
Oh, he's annoying, is he?
You said that to me.
Oh, feelings mutual. Anybody else? Anybody else like to get their own back on me? I'm just desperately hoping that Hannah doesn't want to get her own back on me. Anybody else? Anybody else like to say anything? No. Oh, we've got another one down here. Here we go. We'll make you the last one.
Get my own back on my sister.
You'd like to get your own back on your sister. What in particular? What does your sister do that annoys
you? She's so annoying.
She's so annoying. Sisters are so annoying, aren't they? We'll have one. I know what's going to come here.
My brother.
Okay, right. So, yes, things irritate us, things get on our nerves, and we want to get our own back, don't we? Okay, so just a few thoughts about revenge and getting our own back, and Lou, in just a moment, is going to sort of unpack that a little bit for us from the Bible.
So it's good to hear so many people giving their parents, their mums, breakfast in bed this morning. Who got their mum a card today? Lots of people. Who got the mum a present? Brilliant. Now, of course, Mother's Day is not just about giving things to our mum. It's also about doing nice things. Maybe helping around the house. And, of course, very importantly, not arguing with your brother or sister. I've got a little sister, and I'm sure they're the worst type. All through our childhood, we used to drive our parents mad with our arguing. When we were five, we used to argue about fight over toys. When we were 10, we used to fight over whose turn it was to sit in the front. Does anyone fight about that? When we were 15, we used to fight over the phone, because this was the days before emails and before mobile phone, and there was one phone and there were two teenage girls. So we used to fight about that. I'm glad to say now I have a wonderful relationship with my sister. My mum's probably really glad too. And I like to think that that is because we've both grown up and matured and become older and wiser. But I imagine it's also got quite a lot to do with the fact that we don't have to live together anymore. We're not sharing each other's space. We're not sharing each other's things. And the truth is that most families annoy each other sometimes. We may love each other, but we don't always get along. And that's true in our homes, and that's true of our church family as well. Sometimes the people we love will hurt us. And when we get hurt, our natural response is often to want to get our own back, to teach them a lesson. But the Bible says in Romans 12, never take revenge, my friends, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing this, you'll make him burn with shame. And what that means is that we shouldn't take revenge. We shouldn't get our own back when people hurt us. And more than that, we should actually do nice things. We should do things for them. We should show them love. We should give them the things that they need. We should help them practically. And I don't know about you, but to me, that seems a little bit unfair. Why should I let her keep hurting me? Why shouldn't I teach her a lesson? Now, sometimes when I was a child with my little sister and our parents were out of earshot, sometimes she would hit me. And sometimes I would decide, right, I'm going to teach you a lesson, and I would hit her back. And before long, it had descended into chaos, and our parents would stomp down the stairs and find out what had happened. Now, when I explained to my mum what had happened, what do you think she said? Do you think she said, brilliant, Louise. Well done for punishing your sister. That saves me the trouble of doing it. Thank you very much. Do you think she said that? What do you think she did? She punished me. Okay, I got the same punishment as my sister. And the reason is that, as we know, two wrongs don't make a right. When we get our own back, it doesn't cancel out the bad that the other person's done. It just means there's a little bit more bad in the world. And in fact, whenever any person of any age takes revenge on another person, it is just like a little girl punishing her sister. Just as it's the job of a parent to teach their child a lesson, so it is the job of God, who's our Father in heaven, to teach our brothers and sisters in Christ the lesson that he wants in his own time and in his own way. And whenever we set out to get our own back, we're forgetting two important things. And the first thing we're forgetting is that God always gets it right. God is a good judge. I've now got two children of my own. You may have seen and heard them. And I remember some time ago, Sam and Chloe were playing together and they were on their own and I wasn't watching them. And I heard Chloe scream out in pain and she started to cry. So I rushed in. Chloe was too young to talk. So I asked Sam, the older brother, Sam, why is Chloe crying? After thinking for a little while, Sam answered me. Chloe is crying because Chloe bit herself. It wasn't too hard for me to work out what had actually happened and teach Sam a lesson. But it's not always quite so easy. I'm a parent, but I'm also a teacher. And in school recently, I took in a set of books. And two of the books that I took in were remarkably similar. I was certain that one girl had copied another, but I couldn't be sure which one. All I could do was just try and make the best judgment that I could and hope that I got it right. And I think sometimes we forget that God is better than us. God doesn't have to guess because he knows. And God doesn't just know our actions, God sees into our hearts. Unlike your parents or your teachers or your boss, God never gets it wrong, no matter how it might seem. And that is why he asks us to leave the justice and the punishments to him. Another reason why we sometimes want to get our own back is because we forget what it is that we're supposed to be fighting for. If we look at verse 21, it says, "Don't be defeated by evil, but defeat evil with good." And in the original language, the word for defeat is the same as the word for win. So what that's saying is, if you win by doing evil, you lose. And if you lose by doing good, you win. There is a battle to be fought and won, but it's not the battle we think. And to try and explain what I mean, I want us to think of a tug of war. Okay? And what we usually think about when we think of a tug of war is we think that the tug of war is between me and you, me and someone else. So when you hurt me, you're pulling on your side. And when I take revenge, I'm pulling back on my side. But that's not the real battle. The real battle is this one. It's a battle between friendship and enmity, which is like enemyship. It's a battle between love and hatred. So when someone that we love hurts us, they are pulling on this side. If we take revenge, we're pulling on this side too. But if we show love to the people who hurt us, we are pulling on this side. When we choose to show love rather than take revenge, we are showing that our friendships are worth more than our right to revenge. And if we pull on the right side, if we show good to the people that who love us, then one thing that can happen is that they can feel sorry, change their ways, repent. Basically, it's not particularly fun or easy to keep on being nasty to somebody who's constantly being really nice to you. Okay, so maybe if you keep pulling on this side and if you keep being nice to people, they will change sides. And what that's what it means in verse 18 when it talked about burning with shame. Okay, when you show... Sorry, it's back about two. But if you show... your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to eat. And in doing so, you will make them burn with shame. And in fact, the joy that we get from seeing another person change for the better, from seeing a broken relationship get fixed, is much greater than the satisfaction that we might gain from getting our own back. Sadly, though, it doesn't always work. In verse 18, it says, "If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everybody." And those first words are really important, "if it's possible," because it might not be possible. You might show all the love and all the kindness that you can, and it seems that nothing's changed. The other person stays as they are and the relationship stays broken. Sometimes we think that our efforts are making no difference. Although we may feel that way, we're wrong. Because your acts of kindness might not change the other person, but they will change you. And when God asks us to do loving things to the people that upset us, he's not just concerned about the other person. God knows that when you do loving, kind things, you will start to think loving, kind things, and you will start to feel loving, kind things. And that is all part of how God heals us, how God makes us feel better. God doesn't need the other person to mend their ways before he can heal us of the hurt they've caused. God can begin to heal us, begin to make us feel better as soon as we want him to. But we need to remember that there is a tug of war going on in our lives. And we need to pull on the right side. And if we're going to do that, we need to value our relationships more than our right to get even.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those countries at war. We pray that you would bring peace to them, that they would be able to sit together and work things out peacefully. We pray that they would forgive each other and work together. We hope that you would bring wisdom to them. Amen. We're now just going to have a few moments to personally reflect on our situations, to seek forgiveness in our hearts for ourselves and for others so that we don't take revenge, and ask God for help. Lord God, help us conquer evil with good. Help us to ask you for help and guidance. We know that taking revenge is wrong, but sometimes it is hard to resist. Help us to pray for help in tricky situations, as well as when we are joyful. Lord God, help us to let you handle life and give all our problems over to you. Amen.